This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
It's NPR Station.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Tens of thousands of runners will hit the streets this weekend for the Houston Marathon. National Weather Service meteorologist Jimmy Fowler says tomorrow's 5K, runners will see cooler temperatures with some gusty winds.
Starting at around daybreak, we'll probably see temperatures down into the low to mid-40s. And then as we go through the mid to late morning, we'll be rising up into the upper 40s to low 50s.
Both the marathon and half marathon will start at Congress and Fannin. There will be numerous road closures beginning early in the morning. Governor Greg Abbott is highlighting his longtime support for Texas law enforcement. He was in Houston marking his endorsement for reelection by the Texas Municipal Police Association.
I want to ensure that we weld shut the revolving door of easy bail for dangerous criminals. I want to hold rogue district attorneys accountable by establishing a statewide prosecutor. I want to keep dangerous criminals behind bars and protect sensitive information in law enforcement officers' personnel files from disclosure that could expose those officers to danger.
Abbott also highlighted his ramped-up enforcement of immigration laws. He made no comment on the alleged killing of a driver by an ICE agent in Minneapolis, though he did refer to the city as one of several facing consequences of efforts to cut funding to law enforcement. Now, hundreds of Houston residents protested the killing of that woman in Minneapolis. Demonstrators marched near the Houston Galleria, while more than a dozen Houston police officers looked on. And this was just one of several protests planned both in Houston and nationwide after Renee Nicole Good was fatally shot on Wednesday. Rachel Doman was one of the protesters and says this moment is a wake-up call.
This could happen to any one of us at any point. And so it's up to all of us to organize with our community.